T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So when is it okay for you to ask for an upgrade on your engagement / wedding ring? And what's the best way to bring this up? And you can't say, oh yeah, every time your significant other messes up. Upgrade.
It's the Kobe Bryant rule.
That's a big mess up, bro.
Big mess up. $20 million ring. There you go.
So when is it okay to do that? Give us a call. Shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS. I asked my wife to ask some of her girlfriends about this yesterday. And she called her girlfriend Latrice. And Latrice didn't know that she was on speakerphone. And when she asked her, Latrice was like, oh my gosh, are you going to get upgraded? Let's go shopping tomorrow.
And I was like, no. That's a good friend.
No. Hold up. I'm asking for a listener that DM'd me. So anyways, one of our listeners hit me up on a message on Instagram, direct message. And that's her dilemma right now. And she doesn't know if she should or how to ask her husband for an upgraded rock. This is what happened in her situation. She said, she mentioned that she didn't like her ring from day one. Like the moment her husband proposed to her, she was like, she looked at the ring and was like,
That's rough.
She did not like it, but she didn't say anything and hasn't said anything because she didn't want to seem to be ungrateful. Right?
Or like unexcited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that really takes the fire out of the proposal if you're like, ugh, not with that piece of garbage. Get out of here.
What is that? Is that a crumb on that ring? What's going on? So she thought, you know what? I'm just not going to say anything. I'm sure he'll upgrade it by year 5 of our wedding anniversary, right? She's now going up to her 6th year and nothing has happened. And for a second there, I actually did think, maybe, it was like, is this my wife DMing me through a burner? Like a burner account on Instagram? But she didn't. She confirmed. And then our listener went on to say also that she mentioned that currently they're doing better financially than obviously when she got engaged to her husband. And the ring doesn't really match her new lifestyle and circle of friends. So that's her situation mm-hmm. right now. How does she bring this up to her husband? When is it okay to kind of come up with like, yo, I need an upgrade? I don't know. Maybe is it to a point nowadays where it's like, yo, upgrade your ring on your own?
I mean, that bothers me, like waiting for him to upgrade it. Like just right? If you want to get a new ring, get a new ring.
How would you feel as the man, though, all of a sudden your wife rolls around with a big old rock and she's like, yeah, I needed an upgrade.
I mean, it depends
on myself.
Well, it depends on the motivation behind it. Like, I really don't agree with the match the lifestyle statement, right? Like, I feel like if you're doing better, great. You know what's more important than a big old fatter rock on your finger? Mm-hmm. Experiences. If you have kids, right. Save for their college, upgrade your house, you know, like, yeah. You know, do things for your life that you wanted to do. I'm just not a big fan of like, that's where you need to put your statuses on your finger. Like anyone walks around going like, look at that broke ass. Look at that. Ugh, gross, that ring. So I mean, for the motivation, if it's because you're insecure, because you feel like it doesn't show off the wealth that you have now, I feel like you need to do a little bit of inventory on yourself.
There's to a certain extent, I see where you're coming on that. But remember, she didn't like it from day one.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the style of the ring also. Some girls like, you know, princess cut or round cut or whatever it may be.
Well, and I think it's like they've been together for 5 years now. So yeah. It's not like, I think if she would have said something when they got engaged, like that would have been rough. But I think it's been 5 years. And I actually think this is the perfect time to ask because it's the holidays. It's yeah. It's not that much different than being like, hey, I need a new pair of slippers. You can say, hey, to my husband. But like, you can say though, if it's what you want, like,
blinged out.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I really don't. I think like,
so how would you bring it up, Chelsea? Let's say you were in a marriage and
I would just
you don't like your ring.
I would just be honest. I wouldn't say I don't like my ring, but I'd be like, you know, babe, I was thinking that maybe this year we could like upgrade my ring. Like, I don't know. I just think it'd be really nice. And you know, I think you just kind of hint at it and right. say it. Just, I mean, it's your husband, right? If you right. want it, ask for it.
For my marriage, I haven't upgraded my wife. We've been married for 7 years. I haven't upgraded my wife. That's on her way wrong.
She's kind of busy upgrading your family with kids right now.
Right. She deserves the world. But to me, she seems very happy with the ring I got her when we got engaged. But you know what? I think come around 10 years, I think that's appropriate to do the upgrade. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I got to think about a push present nowadays for our second baby coming the way. But I don't put a lot of value in that for me. Like, I don't even wear a wedding ring to work, just because, and my wife knows this, and she's cool with it. My wedding ring was literally cost $30 because I lose rings all the time.
Right.
I'm terrible with them. You know what I'm saying? But that's a separate topic. But so, Brian, kind of going back to what you're saying, I don't put a lot of value in that situation. And it doesn't make the woman a gold digger because she wants to rock a nice ring. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you guys can afford it. Why not? Buy yourself something nice.
Just don't ever think that that's where I'd want to put the money in my family. You know what I mean? I'd much rather say if she wanted to upgrade a ring, I'd be like, hey, you're more than welcome to add stones to it, do whatever you want to your own engagement ring if you feel insecure. But what I want to do is take our family to Greece.
There you go.
You know what I mean? That ain't cheap. Doing stuff that you can hold on to for the rest of your life, like memories and things.
You know what does help to make your ring look a little bigger and the rock is get it cleaned. That's been a nice trick. I'm like, hey, babe, let's go get your ring cleaned real quick. You know,
put it
like,
on,
okay.
Put it on a smaller finger on your hand.
Or compare it to my hand, which is really small. Then it looks huge. 877-971-HITS. Can't wait to get to your calls and texts. 877-971-4487. Pamela from Carson, good morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, am I on the radio? Oh, my God.
Eventually.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That is confirmed. Listen. You're so on the radio. So when is it okay for you to ask for an upgrade on your engagement or wedding ring?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to drag this bitch real quick, okay? Because if this is your biggest problem, if this is your dilemma in life, I'm going to need you to get a job and some self-esteem, okay? I don't care if your friends are rocking bigger rocks than you, okay? You should be grateful you got a husband that's been with your ass for 6 damn years, okay?
Oh, because is this Nicki Minaj right now?
I know, that's literally exactly what I was thinking.
You are
okay?
On fire.
And not for nothing, she didn't say anything all this time. Like, he can't read your mind, girl. He cannot read your mind.
Thank you, Pamela. That is the truest thing you've said in this entire call. We are terrible, as men, mind readers. Like, we can barely, like, understand when you speak to us.
To be honest, I don't even know how this guy, like, had the courage just to go out and buy a ring that she didn't like. What? I mean, usually you ask a billion questions, like, what kind of cut, what kind of this? But, dude, I mean, the guy went out and bought a ring. I guess we all just think, like, oh, that's the ring. Here you go.
Exactly. I think that's the first mistake. You need to talk to the girl's friends. You need to get pictures from them. Like, that's, you know, that's the first problem.
Trust me, I definitely hinted at my wife and asked questions and all that stuff. So, because you don't want to get something she's not going to like. Mm-hmm. So I get you on that. Pamela, appreciate you calling in and keeping it 100.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Love you, Pamela. Have a great holiday.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Michelle from Mission Viejo, good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle, break it down. When is it okay for you to ask for an upgrade on that ring, girl?
I did. So I've been married 25 years.
Congrats.
But after 25 years, when he had more value in boy toys than I've had in my wedding ring, it's time for an upgrade. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a nice rule.
Yeah.
When the dude has more value in boy toys like jet skis or a motorcycle or whatever his toy is.
Once you get a four-wheeler, then I think you lose every argument you have to not upgrade the ring. But then again, I would say anytime someone's spending all that money on things like boy toys, I don't see why you just don't upgrade the ring yourself. Just be like, yo, you bought yourself a boat. I went and bought myself a brand new ring.
But still, I think it's a nice gesture to have your husband. There's something special about that. That's the ring he got you. So you want him to do that for you.
Oh, I'm just saying, if you want a new ring, get a new ring. I don't think, like Edgar said, guys can be dense and dumb. And like, we're like, yo, you got one on your finger. You can ask if you want. I just don't see why this day and age, if you got money, go ahead and get your own ring.
Michelle, congratulations on 25 years. Did you finally get that upgrade?
We're looking for it now.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Michelle. You deserve
it. He's got to budget a little for that one.
Mm-hmm. Or sell one of his toys.
Yeah, you just got to imagine.
All of a sudden, he sees his toys up on eBay. He's like, yo, how did this happen?
Well, probably do it.
That's the funny thing, too. When you ask for an upgrade, he's going to be like, yeah, go do it. I'm not going to do this again.
Happy holidays, Michelle. Yeah. We love you. Wish
Thank
you and your family all the best. Thank you for listening to us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Brian, what are our techs saying? They're on fire, bro. I see long-ass paragraphs coming in. Good luck with that.
I'm trying to paraphrase some of them. We got one from George. I call BS with the upgrade. My mom got a ring from my dad when they weren't great financially, and she still has it because it reminds her when they started. She did get an upgrade from at 25 years, but she still loves the original one that she got. It's from George. 714 says, just tell him straight out. My husband gave me a fake ring. It's been 5 years. I need a new one with a better proposal. That sounds like a lot of issues.
The whole proposal needed to be improved.
Redo everything.
Right? From the 805, an upgrade should be at a big milestone, 10-year anniversary, or the arrival of a baby after years of trying to conceive. Maybe after sending the kids off to college. Yeah, when you have that income again that you can throw around.
Yeah, if you're not going to pay for their college.
Just whatever you want to do. Just make it rain on a new ring.
Good luck on that. 877-971-HITS. Continue with your calls and texts. Seems to be a hot topic here, guys. When is it okay to ask for an upgrade? I'm kind of shocked at how judgmental people are being our listener that even brought this up as a question. You know, she did say she hasn't said anything because she doesn't want to seem ungrateful. So I don't know if she's really that shallow. She's just like, yo, I think it's time. But it's pretty wild how judgmental people are being. Absolutely shocked at how fired up you are in regards to the topic that we're chatting about right now. And it's, when is it okay to ask for an upgrade on your engagement / wedding ring? Because of our listener that's having this dilemma, what would you do in her situation? She wrote in to my Instagram on DM, and she's like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, from day one, I did not like my engagement ring, but I didn't say anything to my now husband because I don't want to seem ungrateful. I'm very grateful for him and everything that's going on. I thought maybe he's going to upgrade me at year 5. It's now coming to year 6, and she has seen zero upgrade. So now she's like, yo, is it cool if I ask her? Like, how do you even bring that up? And she's like, we're doing a lot better financially speaking now. And I wanted to match our new lifestyle and circle of friends. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. What are our texts saying, Brian?
Yo, she's blowing it, man. She needs to just, you got to plant the seeds of knowledge. If you want a 5-year upgrade, you got to get into his circle, his mom, if he's got a sister, and just have them drop the bomb. Yes. Like, yo, when are you going to upgrade those rings? Because he may not even know that's a thing that happens yet at 5 years.
He already checked off that box, you know, however many years ago. Ring, check, I'm the good.
All right, from the 805, we got, why is everyone hating? Stop comparing this woman to your mom, wife, or your broke-ass self. Girl, ask for an upgrade, get that rock
right
that you like.
Chelsea's on board with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then this one's from Cameron's mom. By the way, when you text us, if you put like a cool name, we'll save it as that. Yeah. This is Cameron's mom, 16. People put way too much value on that ring instead of the marriage. Money can go towards bigger, better things than just a rock on your hand that you could lose anyway. Invest in your experiences.
You could also lose a marriage if you don't get that rock.
I lost both, man. Bye.
Allie from Covina, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Caught you by surprise. My bad, Allie. Yo, Allie, when is it okay to...
You did. I was like, oh, I was on Instagram.
I like your honesty.
For sure. Allie, when is it okay for you to ask for an upgrade on your ring, girl?
Never, ever. I think, you know, I mean, let's just be real. You're putting value on something that's priceless. You have a man that loves you and has, you know, agreed before God to... claim you as his wife and his partner for the rest of your life. Like, what more do you want? There's thousands and thousands of men and women out there searching for this person, and here you are worried about how big your ring is or how much it costs. And, you know, if your man, I agree with both you and Brian. Mm-hmm. If your man wants to do it at 10 years, then there's significance and meaning behind it.
Right.
You know, and I also agree with Brian, like, let's go on a trip. Let's make memories with the kids. You know, let's do something for us, you know, as a family. So
basically you're saying, just be happy you found a man. Because the struggle's real out here.
Well, you know, how about this? How about you focus your energy on what you can do for your man instead of you focusing your energy on what your man's going to do for you? Okay.
Whoo! Bringing out some JFK Jr. on that one, girl. That was for the history buffs. Appreciate you.
Jeez.
It's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. No,
I do think that, we all got it. I do think though, like, I don't associate size of ring with like the amount someone's loved. It's always about like wealth on someone's finger. So like, I've never seen some rich lady in Beverly Hills with a giant rock and be like, oh my God, someone loves her more than anybody loves their wife.
A lot of times it's like a cover up.
Right. And financially speaking, you may be doing well financially now, but yo, you can lose a job tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I feel like the value of diamonds is overinflated anyway. They're not a rare stone. Everyone's got one. Rappers have them in their mouths. Like, come on.
I feel like we're jumping to conclusions, though, with her, like, thinking that she wants the ring just because she wants to make it look like they have more money or it's bigger than her friends.
She said that, though.
No, she said
it doesn't fit their lifestyle or her group of friends or the money they make. It doesn't reflect those things, and she doesn't like it.
But she also said she didn't say about her friends.
She said, doesn't match our new lifestyle or my circle of friends. But to counter that, she did say, I haven't liked it from the get.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
From like day one.
So we can't fault her for the fact that she just doesn't like the ring, you know? Right. Females are very particular about the jewelry they wear, you know?
Allie, appreciate you. I know you got to get back to your Instagram. Sorry we kept you away from it for so long. Appreciate your perspective. I love your perspective on it about serving your significant other and focusing on that and them obviously focusing on serving you. And I think that's the key to a successful relationship. And that's how I see my wife. I want to serve every need she possibly has. So appreciate you, Allie.
Amen. Amen. Love you guys.
Love you
too. Me and my son listen to you on the way into school, and you always have us laughing out loud. So thank you, guys. Keep it up.
Well, thank you, Allie. Now you have people laughing out loud. You see how that works?
It worked. Crushed it.
Later.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Michelle from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on our listener? 6 years married, hasn't liked her engagement ring from day one. When is it okay for her to ask for an upgrade?
Never.
Wow.
You're not supposed to ask for one because that's the one you got from the beginning. And really, it's a little, I think, a little selfish of her to even ask for one.
Really, Michelle?
Because it's not that important. That's just like a materialistic thing.
I don't know if I agree with that, though. I think that's a little judgmental because I feel like at the end of the day, like if you want something, like you're allowed to want something and ask for it. It's just like if you want like a designer purse or if you want like whatever makes you happy. I mean, you're right. At the end of the day, as long as your marriage is good and healthy, that's the most important thing. But if you want to upgrade your ring, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And you're in a situation where you could totally afford it.
Yeah.
Why not, right? But Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. Congrats on your marriage. We wish you all the best. And happy holidays. Love you.
Bye, guys. Happy holidays.
Good times. Real passionate about this. Producer Brad did make a good point off the air saying, whatever you do, don't go to counseling over this. Instead, use that money towards a ring.
Oh, yeah, that'll fix it.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. But listen, I get it. A lot of people are like, yo, don't put value on that. But we also, I get Chelsea's point of view. Like, we can't judge her for that. I think the way she's coming across is like, yo, I am not materialistic.
Exactly.
I'm not shallow. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to avoid sounding like that. But I just want a bigger, nicer ring. Is there literally something wrong with that?
I like that the concept of like, I'm not trying to sound like all those things. Do I sound like that? And everyone is like, yes! Yes!
Just talk to your husband. Hopefully you have a good marriage. And obviously that communication can be there. Or like what Brian said, get some people to plant that seed in his head. And hopefully he gets it.
Yeah, just like subconscious. Just get in there. Be like, oh man, those things look dirty and small.
Whisper it in his ear at night. That's what you should do.
For those people that are thinking about getting engaged right now, just got way more stressful. They're like, really? 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.